Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The center fielder, Jake Crawford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Jake Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Easter reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Steve Gromeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. J.W. Porter now playing center field. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Porter. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Easter scores. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gromeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Gremek strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Goldsberry reaches second base with a double. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Byrne reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Gremek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gremek is 0 for 2 in the game. Gremek bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Tommy Byrne. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.